Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
The United Nations has issued invitations for talks aimed at finding a political solution to the ongoing Syria crisis. The talks are scheduled to begin on Friday in Geneva and last for 6 months. The UN said the first priority is a broad ceasefire, providing humanitarian aid and halting the threat posed by the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. The five-year conflict has killed over 250,000 people and sent over 4 million fleeing the country. Another 6.5 million people are internally displaced within Syria, with over 13 million people in urgent need of humanitarian aid. The first phase could last 2 to 3 weeks before preparations are made for further phases, and there will be a substantial presence of civil society and women. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi is the permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations in Geneva. He spoke to Charles Collins about his hopes for the conference.
The Secretary General of the United Nations for discussions next Friday, on the part of representative of the government of Syria and of the opposition. It's a step in the right direction, obviously, although there is still very much a sense of uncertitude because, for example, the two groups considered terrorist groups by the Security Council, Al-Nusra and the so-called Islamic State, are not part of these negotiations, and a peaceful approach toward them doesn't appear possible yet. But taking into account the fact that there is, without preconditions, the will to begin talks through the mediation of the special envoy, it seems to me a ray of hope.
What about the concerns of religious minorities such as Christians, especially in the areas that are controlled by the so-called Islamic State, but also in other areas? Christians seem to be bearing the brunt of the violence against civilians in Syria. Will they have a proper representation at these talks?
The victims of the violence in Syria and northern Iraq has been so far the majority of the victims has been so far of Muslim, but Christians are particularly targeted for persecution and discrimination. And we hope that the specific needs of the Christians, the Yazidis, and other communities that are not part of the Muslim majority be taken into serious consideration. If we hope for an authentic ceasefire and the possible beginning of a reconstruction of the social and material fabric of society in Syria, then the rights, the human rights of these communities have to be taken into account. And we hope, if not directly and explicitly represented in the negotiations that will start next Friday, at least indirectly, and then later on when other participants will join in the dialogue, that Christians in particular be specifically represented.
The UN is saying they don't expect anything to happen quickly. They expect walkouts and walk-ins. What would you like to see concretely come out, at least as a beginning step from these talks?
The complexity of the political and military situation in Syria and northern Iraq continues to be really extraordinary. but the hope that everybody has is that the beginning of dialogue among the interested parties, beginning with a sponsor, if I may use this word, of some of the groups, may lead to a ceasing of violence. The civil population of Syria, both Muslim, Sunni, Shia, Christians, and Christians, need a moment of breathing space to catch their breath and begin the semblance of normal life, and therefore strengthen the process of peace. That will be the first priority that is outlined and is presented by the very people who are part of the ongoing negotiations now.
What is the situation for humanitarian aid agencies in the country? How much access do they have to the people who need them the most?
Some humanitarian aid has been arriving in some limited areas of Syria. And you need special arrangements with the authorities, either with the government of Damascus or with some of the groups controlling the territory, in order to have a minimum of access to the civilian population. The precondition for an effective humanitarian assistance to the population that is desperately in need of it is the ceasefire. National humanitarian access and fight against terrorism are combining to contradict each other. So we need to push forward a political process that will facilitate a ceasefire, and this will in turn allow covering the whole national territory with humanitarian assistance. So let's hope and pray that this may be the case.
That was Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations, speaking to Charles Collins.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.